From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ryan Famuliner. Missouri officials are proposing changes after aspiring teachers struggled on new educator certification exams, particularly those for math and science. 55 content tests measure readiness for everything from classroom teachers to superintendents. Newly released data shows that on 6 of those tests, fewer than half of the test takers passed. The proposed changes include giving test takers more time and fewer questions on some of the exams. The changes will be discussed tomorrow at a Missouri Board of Education meeting. Issues arose after the state in September switched certification exams. Instead of taking a teaching test known as Praxis 2, students now must fare well on a more rigorous assessment called the Missouri Content Assessment. Through April 12th, more than 7,100 of the tests were taken. A nurse, spurred by the racial unrest in Ferguson following last summer's police shooting death of Michael Brown, is giving prospective nurses from that St. Louis suburb an educational break. Pat Potter coordinates research for nursing and allied health at BJC Health System. She started a scholarship fund in November of last year to assist Ferguson students interested in pursuing careers in nursing. Only students from the two high schools within Ferguson are eligible to apply for the Nurses for Ferguson scholarship. Two recent McClure High School graduates are the first recipients of the scholarship. They each receive $1,500. There will be a drill at the University of Missouri Research Reactor Center in Columbia this morning. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission requires emergency preparedness drills every 2 years. Columbia police and fire departments and other organizations that would be involved in a real emergency will be taking part in the drill. Two doctors from Columbia's Women's Clinic and Children's Hospital are bringing $4,000 worth of medical supplies to the country of Georgia this week. Dr. John Pardalos and Dr. Trish Blair work with the nonprofit group A Call to Serve International. The team will train doctors from their sister hospital in Manishi, Georgia, how to use the supplies to prevent neonatal suffocation. Dr. Blair, who is the president of A Call to Serve, says the group's main goal is to spread useful tools and skills.
The idea is that people are the same all over the world, and some of us have some skills and some supplies that other people don't have, so we should share those.
Donations from all 52 rotaries in mid-Missouri, including 5 in Columbia, paid for the supplies. University Hospital also contributed more than $2,000 worth of neonatal supplies. A spring storm has churned up a small tornado in eastern Missouri and downed trees in our area of the state. The National Weather Service confirmed yesterday morning an EF0 tornado moved through western Lincoln County around 7 p.m. Saturday. Mark Fuchs of the Weather Service told the St. Louis Post-Dispatch that the twister caused damage to businesses and homes and downed power lines and trees. Crews were out yesterday morning cleaning up damage around Hawk Point and the area southwest of the town. Damage also was reported from storms that swept through Boone County on Saturday night. Columbia Fire Department Division Chief Jerry Jenkins says there were a dozen reports of fallen tree limbs knocking down power lines. Authorities also received reports of trees falling on cars. I'm Ryan Famuliner, KBIA News, Columbia.